I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Orioles could win the series with a W starting at 105. Gave you the Oriole lineup. Give you Seattle's here in a couple of minutes. But, you know, we're in the final few weeks of the minor league season of 2025. And here to talk about prospects that may have come out of nowhere to impress and other things like that on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's with OriolesHangout.com. Tony Pantee. Tony, good morning. What's happening?
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. Going all right. And let's talk about some of the draft picks of 2025. Really new to the system, obviously, but I guess a couple are getting to swing that stick or grab the old mitt. Anyone kind of standing out at this extremely early stage of their professional careers?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're just seeing the college guys show up there in Delmarva. Wahiba Aloy has really hit the ball well. He was one of the first round draft picks, the shortstop. He obviously is impacting the baseball. You know, he looks very comfortable out there. He only played the first game as shortstop, and unfortunately, in the typical Orioles development way, he DH'd the next day. But there were some other guys they wanted to get in there as well. It's only a second game, so I'll give them a little bit of a mulligan there. I just would like to see the top guys be priority plays. He's impacting the ball well. I'll tell you, Caden Bodine, the catcher, switch hitter, really, really looks like he has a good idea at the plate. Obviously he's off to a great start. I think he's like 6-for-9, but he just looks like he tracks the ball well. He hits the opposite field. He could turn on one when he needs to. He supposedly is a guy that doesn't have a lot of pop, but I'll tell you, he definitely looks like a guy that knows what he's doing out there. Ike Irish, the first overall pick for the Orioles. He started in right field his first base in his first game and right field in his second game. So I think that tells us a little bit about how they think about him as a catcher. So maybe they think he needs a lot more work. I'm sure with Caden Bodine and Andrew Tess catching there, that's probably also keeping him out there. But again, they really thought he was a catcher, you got to imagine he's a priority play at catcher. So probably a guy's going to look more like right field, first base. And he's looked pretty good at the plate as well.
All right, Tony, go back to the trade deadline, the prospects the Orioles got, and the trades that they did make, kind of cleaning house a little bit. Which of those prospects have made a little noise here early on?
Yeah, Boston Bateman is pitching down for Delmarva. He's the huge 6'8", 240-pound, and I'll tell you the truth, when you look at him, they may be light on that weight. He's a big dude. There's a reason why they call him Sasquatch. He is a gigantic human being. But he's looked pretty good. I think I haven't got a lot of fastball numbers on him while watching him. They didn't really give a lot of information. Every once in a while, they would give you something. But, coming into this, he's supposed to be a mid-90s guy. He could pop 97. Slider looked pretty good at times. He's still working on the changeup, but he's definitely a guy that kind of stands out. We have him as number 8 right now. in kind of our power rankings. So it puts him, you know, that shows that he's the top guy that they got, from what I see. A couple other guys that probably stand out. I'll tell you, you know, Wellington Arocena came over from the Mets. You know, he was supposed to be kind of a, you know, I want to say a throw-in or a guy that, you know, I'm sure they liked, but I like him a little better than I've seen, you know, some of the national guys have him ranked. I think I have him 16, right behind Jaron Watts Brown. He came over as well. So Arocena, you know, I like the arm. You know, again, he sits. I watched him one day. He sit 96, 98. You know, showed me a good breaking ball, showed me a feel a little bit for a changeup. So I think he's a guy that, although he's pitching, either they are starting, they think he might be better off in relief ultimately. But I like the idea of keeping him as a starter and seeing where he goes. I like the arm a lot.
Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com, joining us here, video at 81.057 The Fed, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Guy that seems to be turning some heads down on the farm was a draft pick last year, Nate George, still a young kid, still a teenager. But tell us about Nate George bringing that right-handed stick to the equation.
Well, what a great draft pick. And we can say what we want. And, you know, I've had some issues with the way Elias is drafted in the last few years, maybe not so much this year, but a few years back. You know, getting this guy in the 16th round, $400,000 is an absolute steal. I mean, when you watch this guy, he is a true five-tool player. Center fielder, can just plus-plus runner, really go out and get the ball. You know, hitting, he has a really good setup at the plate. Really knows how to adjust in within bats. Yeah, he can still get fooled at times. He's young. You know, the power is something that's coming along. It's not exactly a plus tool for him right now, but again, I think there's going to be some more power because he impacts the baseball well, hits the ball very hard. Those are things. And the fact that he's already been promoted to Aberdeen at 19 years old kind of shows you what he, you know, what people think of him. So George is definitely a guy that's flown up the prospect rankings. I have him number 5, and I might be low on him. I think we just need to see a full season of him at AA. And then we'll get really super excited about him. But for right now, you really have to like what you see. The only thing you have there, he's a little raw. He's extraordinarily fast, but he's not a good base stealer. He kind of runs with kind of a reckless abandon. Sometimes he doesn't get his feet set before he's out in the outfield. So he just needs some good coaching and guys that are going to stay on him. And with that, this guy's got a chance, I think, to be a definitely a regular everyday center fielder.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At the major league level.
Hey, Tone, in the minor leagues, you know, when they get a new manager up here at the big club, does it affect the minor leagues coaching situations or anything at all? Or is if Elias goes, then that affects it much more?
Yeah, I definitely think that depending upon what they decide to do with Mike Elias, whether he gets another offseason or they go in a different direction. I think that definitely will depend on what type of manager that they will go with next year. You know, there are some little whispers I've heard here and there that Buck Britton is being kind of groomed to be that guy, and they didn't want to really give him the rest of this season because they kind of knew this season was going to be bad, and they didn't really want to start him off like that. There's one thought there. He could be definitely a potential candidate if Elias sticks around, or is allowed to stick around, I should say. And if they go in a different direction, then, you know, a lot of times these guys are going to want to bring in their own guy. And I think when you look at this team, maybe a veteran manager, maybe somebody's been there, done that, is a voice they need if from the managerial coaching area. I do like Buck Britton. He's a very good organization, a fundamental teaching guy. He's the kind of guy that stays. He's not afraid to get on a guy if he needs to get on a guy. And, you know, that's something I'm not sure we've seen a lot of, or at least we haven't heard a lot about, right? We obviously don't know everything that happens in the locker room or behind the scenes. But you see a lot of guys that either they make mistakes or some fundamental things. And then again, you don't see them. They're still in the game. You see them the next day, they're starting. So it doesn't seem like a lot of ramifications. And I think a good, strong, you know, manager would be helpful for this team moving forward.
Tony Petty, what's happening at OrielsHangout.com on this Thursday?
Well, we're always talking about all the guys you're hearing about me talking about. We have a power rankings that gives you the top 40, plus you get another 20 or so guys to keep an eye on the rest of this minor league season. And you come over there and discuss all of these guys and all the major leagues going on as well. Over at OrielsHangout.com.
Tony, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the rest of your Total Request Thursday. Talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
There's Tony Petty. We'll come back, whip around. Stick around for that. Talk about sports news of this day, what happened last night. Mike Bordick, Orioles Hangout. Oh, excuse me. Oriole Hall of Famer. He'll be joining us. Get his thoughts on the Birds heading into the final few weeks of this regular season. And Trevor Rogers. Boy, the turnaround this guy has had. He's pitching better now than he did when he was an All-Star for the Marlins 4 years ago. And then we got a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw. News from the Nest at noon. Brian Wacker, Baltimore Sun, get his thoughts on the Ravens as we start looking at this 53-man roster. And I think it's kind of set in a lot of areas. So we'll start to trim some things if you dig where we're coming from.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.